During their regular board meeting on November 4, the Rocky View Schools, RVs, Board of Trustees reviewed the public school division's administrative procedure regarding mandatory vaccinations or routine rapid testing, scheduled to begin in early 2022. The decision to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations was initially announced in a letter to parents on October 5, indicating there would be a transition period whereby staff, parents, volunteers, and visitors to RV schools would be allotted time to become vaccinated if they so choose. Speaking to the trustees on November 4, Greg Luderbach, superintendent of RVs, said the 3 weeks after that letter were spent developing an administrative procedure that would best serve the division, looking to the lead of other school districts across the province. "We built our administrative procedure a little bit on what we were hearing from others," he said. "We built it as a multiple pathway solution whereby people can prove their immunization status, or they can go with a rapid testing regimen. And that's certainly more than acceptable." The letter, which was released to staff and parents on November 3, indicated staff would be required to declare which route they would take prior to the end of the month, with vaccine pass or routine testing beginning on January 3. Luderbach acknowledged some staff members may decline to either show proof of vaccination or undergo routine rapid testing, and in those cases, they will consult with human resources and be placed on leave without pay or benefits. "I think really this is about trying to keep our staff and students safe," he said. "This is falling in line, consistent with the approach and guidance from government and the Chief Medical Officer of Health." The superintendent added executive members at RVs sought specialized legal advice prior to developing the administrative procedure with the help of a committee, school administrators, and local representatives. "Proof of immunization or rapid testing is not required of RV students, but the administrative procedure would affect contractors in RVs buildings, bus drivers, volunteers, and even parents hoping to attend a child's sporting event or theatrical production." Luderbach added, "If parents are looking to make a quick stop at the front office to drop something off, they will not be required to participate, but any further contact will require them to prove their vaccination status. We know this is not without some controversy around it, and we know that some people do not support this idea," he said. "Just like we've been throughout the whole pandemic, we're being creative, we're finding other ways to support staff and students. So we'll continue to support remote options for video conferencing and telephone calls." Ward 5 trustee Judy Hunter said it hasn't been easy for the school division as of late, because the government has placed difficult provisions on them. She said it gives her angst to see the administrative procedure put in place. "I think in a democratic society, choice is fundamental," she said. "People say you still have choice, but it's coerced choice, in my view. The administrative procedure is only temporary and RVs does not envision it being long-lasting," according to Luderbach. "While we know COVID-19 is identified as a workplace hazard, and we are in the middle of an emergency state, we'll continue to listen to the government medical authorities," he said. "One of the realities we've learned throughout the pandemic is, don't print too many copies of anything. Don't get too married to anything because things evolve." Similarly, Ward 1 trustee Shali Basiak said it is not an easy situation to be in to accommodate all the various viewpoints surrounding the issue, along with provincial recommendations. "It's not a great circumstance and nobody wants to be put in this position, but I think there's opportunities for people to make choices inside of this administrative procedure, and that's important," she said. "For me, this administrative procedure strikes the right balance. This is the best we can do." Carmen Cundy, AirdreeToday.com. Follow me on Twitter @CarmenRCundy.